Okay, I think Nancy was on the stack.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'd like to clarify that we are looking into underwriting, but we haven't been doing it. I had a question for about your what kind of events and outreach does KTFA do? And is there any change in your transmitter output since last year that might account for any of this?
Did you say KPFA or KPFA?
I mean, KPFT. I'm sorry, we're talking about KPFT.
Oh, yeah.
What accounts for not doing as well as last year at this time? I think that's what you said. Is that correct, that you're not doing as well?
Yes, right. Correct. Can we answer that?
So I had three questions. You know, what accounts for why you're not doing as well? Is any of it due to a transmitter? And then also, an additional question, what kind of outreach does KPFT do, what kind of events do you hold in the community, things like that? And one other thing is, how involved is your LSB in, trying to, in efforts to help, you know, that's one of the things that the LSBs are tasked with, is to help, you know, with fundraising.
You want me to answer that? Alex?
Oh, please, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
okay.
Alex, I'm sorry.
Well, those are good questions. I've actually been asking some of the same ones. I'm not sure I have a real good answer of why the revenue's been worse this year, and actually started last year. I think part of it is a personnel issue, and I can't really talk about it on this call on an open meeting. I've been trying to work with the GM to work that out. It's not exclusively that, but our transmitter, there's no change in power since fall of 2015. We got a new transmitter there, been operating pretty reliably. It's much, much more reliable than when we have its 100 kilowatt effective radiated power, fully licensed amount. What was the other question? I'm sorry. Outreach.
Outreach,
LSB and volunteers do most of that. We used to have one of the people who resigned last year helped coordinate some of the things with email lists and social media and that sort of thing, and that kind of hurt having that person leave. One of our LSB members who's real active is kind of handling our social media primarily, and she's doing a great job. We have some of the other of our LSB, including Nick Economy, our treasurer, has been leading a lot of work with getting board members to help with matching grants and arranging to help with fund drives and things like that. We have probably, like most of our LSBs, maybe half the people that don't do anything to help with raising money. That's kind of a frustration. And a lot of those same ones who are doing help with fundraising are also helping with outreach. We go to parades and things like that, pass out flyers or program guides. We have a program guide that needs to be updated real badly. And we've been having some smaller, musical events that are kind of it's a combination of social and some outreach. We encourage people to bring their friends. I'm not sure it's not very effective as fundraising, because they don't raise really any money, but they do help, increase some awareness and have some fun stuff. It probably needs to be organized a little more comprehensively. And we do have some people in our LSB that are working towards a little bit longer term organizing that sort of thing better. But it still could use improvement.
What is Ken to the stack?
Ken?
Wait a minute. Pardon. I just got to withdraw until Bill finishes answering the last set of questions. But then I'd like to get on.
I'm done with that, I think.
Okay. Thought Bill was finished.
Okay, so my question is, I think KPFT has something in similarity with WPFW in that majority of the income comes from music programs. I mean, I've heard that. It's a rumor. I don't know if it's true. The majority of the KBFT income comes from weekend music and rather than news or political opinion or health and spirituality or anything else. If that's true, is anybody monitoring that in terms of special premiums or changes in the categories of music that are being performed or that are being DJed or something? Is there something that's falling behind? In other words, you might be staying the same, but the society's changing, or you're not keeping pace with the society. I'm just talking now in terms of music. If it is true that a majority of your income, 60 to 70%, comes from the music programming, was there any change in the programming? Did anybody who was recording, who was broadcasting, stop broadcasting?
This is Bill again. Right, there was one programmer who was the only paid. We have their news director, and then this other person who was a music programmer. It was the only paid programmers we had at KPFT, and he resigned back in September. And yeah, he alone brought in about $120,000 in the year before he left. Because I know that because I went back and checked after he left last fall. So that kind of hurt. He's been replaced by some other people, some volunteers doing similar music, and then pretty good, but not bringing in nearly as much as he did. So that was, I guess, the only thing like that that changed. There's been some changes more recently that I think have maybe hurt and impacted in a negative way some of our revenue. It's hard to know on a short-term basis about some of that kind of stuff, but there've been some hiring changes that I think were not very good at. I know, and I think I'm pretty sure that did hurt this last fund drive, for example. Well, it's not the only reason, but that made it worse. So it's been hard not having a program director, now, frankly, as you can probably imagine.
Okay, so let me just do a follow-up on that. I don't know if you can answer this, but in other words, maybe you were playing reggae music and country classics, and now in the last month or two, it shifted to German polkas and Schumann and, Paganini, or something's been a major change.
No, haven't really been changes in the type of music. There haven't been changes in the type of music. At least not nothing, okay. Maybe just minor amounts, nothing major.
Okay. But
the changes were made when public affairs shifts. The changes were made in the
affairs
programs. For example, some of the syndicated programs that we get from other stations were dropped in a local one-hour daily public affairs show was put in their place. That was one of the changes made recently.
So in other words, but the syndicated shows were from the radio port or from another vendor?
They were from Pacifica, some of our affiliates and some of our other stations.
Okay, so that's with the change, and then you went to local.
I'm not sure that made a dramatic change because they didn't bring in a whole lot of music, a lot of income in beforehand either. Partly because they didn't have the hosts were not pitching. I could go into more details. I just don't want to take up all the time in this meeting here.
Okay.
Sorry. But I don't think that made
any
difference.
Can we move on? If there's no further questions on KPFT, can we go to the next report, which would be KPFK?
Okay. This is Ken. I'm going to ask if Mansoor's here. He can help on this because I've been out of town. But I did an analysis of comparing year-to-date May 2017 to 2016. But I also wanted to point out to the Finance Committee that we got that graph from Michael Adler that showed a net increase, the net income minus outgo, with a 6 months running average. And he's, I hope everybody got that graph. It shows very good prospects. We're moving up at a very healthy rate, and a 6 months moving average is kind of evens out things. So it's a good analytic tool. I didn't have that tool. So, and I, you know, I didn't think of it, and I didn't have the static. But in any event, comparing KPFK just like a May to May, you know, year-to-date May to year-to-date May, our listener support is up 16%, and in fact, our total revenue is up 19%. This is very nice. So that's from like fiscal year to May 2016 and the fiscal year to May 2017, near 20% increase in revenue. And then expenses also went up 18%. That's not good. Okay, but our net income is increased 38%. So this is very good if it holds out for the rest of the year. I tried to look at big expenses, you know, just not percentages, but big numbers. So the big change, an increase of $287,000 in our listener support. And I'll tell you the truth. I don't know if Mansour can maybe answer this. I don't know what the difference is between listener support and donations. But it's the major increase was listener support. And then there's a $33,000 drop in website income. And that could be an accounting thing because maybe it was thrown into listener support. So I don't know, but I know Mansour works on the fund drives. He could probably say what the difference is between donations and listener support. But let me finish first. So the other big numbers are, so it's a big number increase in revenue, $383,000 or near 20%. And personnel costs went up significantly, about $234,000 because we have a new paid programmer. And I don't know what else. Oh, because we did some rehires and other things like that. So that was anticipated.
And a producer for him.
Oh, wait, let me just finish. So this created an increase of our operating expenses of $329,000, which just about almost eats up our increase in revenue. And another big number is a big change, you know, is the salaries went up significantly because of the rehires and the new broadcaster. And top five, I'm looking, bottom five. Oh, and we're saving money in different places. Our admin expenses, I think, the total admin expenses increased slightly, 7%, which is good. Because, I mean, we saved money on phones, but we had to have some consultants, or money was taken from us to pay for consultants. I'm not even sure I can answer what that was. Again, I was out of town. And I had some questions that I'll try to get answered when we meet with the business manager. But generally speaking, we're doing okay. We have a net income increase, a net income of 38%. It's only an increase of $53,000 because our net income has not really been high. So if you add $53,000 to it, it's like, wow, it's a 40% increase. But that's better than being a 40% loss. So we're moving along, and I think our current fund drive's not doing that great. But up to this point of the May close, we were doing fine. I'm done talking, and I just wanted to ask Mansour, do you know the difference between donations and fund drive income?
Oh, I think just people who give outside of fund drive, I think that most probably is. If you're giving money outside of fund drive, that's what it is. And then we actually started the fund drive today, so we have no numbers for you except, you know, it's just a normal thing, and it's going to go until the 21st.
Okay, so I'm correcting that because I was listening to somebody do a pitch, and they said it was really going hard, so it must have been a repeat.
Oh, yeah, it's a repeat.
Must have talking about. Okay. So and we just started the fund drive.
Yeah, the expenses that really has jacked up the item that has jacked up the expenses is hiring a new host plus a producer and all this. And anyways, it's a big mess. And that's all I have to say, I believe.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any questions about KPFK at this point, or any comments?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. couple questions, comparative questions. For your last fund drive, how did that do compared to the same time last year? Have the costs that have gone up, have they been offset by the increase in revenues? And when were the new hires made?
Okay. Let me answer the second question first. The new hire, I think, started, we're in July now. He started about 3 months ago. And it was done by, by the general manager, who's not there anymore. It was a decision that was made, and we've got it now. So I think it was about 3 months ago, by my by what I remember. I think I can't get you the exact date.
It's in terms of premium,
a little bit longer, maybe 4 months ago.
Yeah, 4 or 5 months ago. Yeah,
4 or 5 months ago, and I don't want to talk about the personnel, so it doesn't matter who it was. Premiums. Premiums for other vendors went up a big bump.
That wasn't my question.
What was your question?
I didn't ask that vendor. The fund drive, the last fund drive that you had, when was that, and how does that compare to the same fund drive the previous year? I assume you have them at the same time every year.
I have not done. I can't answer that question. I haven't done a graph comparing the fund drives. I've been doing them in the past. Let's give it to Mansoor and see what he comes up with.
Okay, I don't have the exact numbers. I don't have the exact numbers. However, because of the change of management and bringing back Sonali and Roy, our daily average went up by like 3,000 or so. And this past fund drive, we brought in 75,000 more than the goal was.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Than a year ago.
A year ago, definitely we'd done a whole lot better because when we had the previous manager, the actual numbers were going down. The daily average started with 27 and it ended up to be like 20. So when we changed hand, it starts picking up, and now our average, I think last fund drive was like 28 plus. I don't have the exact numbers, but I was here every day, and I keep a tally of it in my head. So we're doing much better than last year.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
This is Bill. I remember the fund drive, the May fund drive reached $707,000 in pledges for KPFK. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and the goal was 650, I believe.
What's your station? What's your antenna number? Sorry, just a follow-up question.
110.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions?
This is Ken. I'd like to say something. I don't have a motion prepared on this. Yeah, I don't have a motion prepared. but we should get from the national office. There's a bunch of analytical statistics that should come out. It would be good if we would discuss either, you know, I'm willing to volunteer to do the analysis, but I don't want, it's hard to get the data. But we should be comparing our premiums to our income, cost of premiums to income. It doesn't matter, you know, in other words, what's our net return on a fund drive? If we're selling something for $125 that costs $100, that's not as good as selling something for $60 that costs us $5. You know, that kind of an analysis. It would be good to have figures like that and to be comparing fund drive to fund drive and program to program and so forth. Hopefully,
well,
if we get
also,
to...
That's
just one analytic. That's one analytic. There could be various analytical analysis that would be standard. The first thing is to start and say, in the radio business, what are the standard things people look at and how do they evaluate programming and success? And we should have those standards and be conversant with them. Hopefully, if we stabilize the national office, we'll be able to negotiate getting that kind of work done. It's just, you know, the computer will crank it out once you set it up, but it's got to be set up. So this is just a comment I'm making. I don't have a motion on it, but maybe in the future we can deal with that.
Yeah, I think, Ken, just to add my two cents to what you said.
Sure.
One analytic that would be useful is not only comparing fund drive to fund drive in a previous year, but when you compare the fund drives, factor in the number of days those fund drives take, because you may be comparing short-term gains at the expense of long-term losses. If your fund drives are running to 140, 150 days a year, you may be temporarily raising the money set by your goal, but you're killing your audience in the process.
Bill, for the stack.
Yeah.
Just something to keep in mind. Yes, Bill.
Point of order?
What is your point of order, R. Paul?
I call for the order for the day.
Okay. We had set a time limit of an hour for this item. I guess it's been about an hour.
About an hour and 9 minutes.
An hour and 9 minutes. We didn't get to KPFA and PRA and National Office, and we didn't look at the consolidated either. I guess we could continue this discussion at our next meeting.
This is Ken to the stack.
There is no stack. We have orders of the day have been called.
Okay,
but
I make a motion that we extend. I want to move to extend time for this evaluation
of
the report.
It's out of order. Orders of the day have been called. We have to move to the next item on the agenda, which is new business. And does anybody have anything under new business?
R. Paul? By the way, I would point out, new business is open. You can, if you have something you want to bring up, you can bring it up in new business. But I want to bring up something. I want to bring up the budgets. And, you know, we're not... It's July, and it might seem that October 1st is a long way off, but it's really close. If you look at the timelines from past years, you'll notice that LSBs are supposed to be finished with their budgets by July 31st. What is that, 20 days from now? So this isn't going to happen. It pretty much almost never happens. But we should probably start thinking about getting the budgets in and how we want to think about doing it this year. And that's all I wanted to do. I just want to bring up the idea. We have, you know, the WBAI general manager has sent a preliminary draft budget, which I can upload to the committee, and we can. I'm suggesting that next time we start lurching towards doing budgets and starting to get general managers to send in budgets. I will also point out that the NFC gets the full spreadsheet, not a PDF of a budget, and that includes the salaries, which are not to be discussed outside of any executive session, and which I will point out the PNB even has a formula for so that the LSB members don't get to see the actual salaries of people. Just an old a rule that's been around for a long time, which people sometimes forget about. Anyway, I suggest we do budgets starting next time.
I agree, but we're to some extent hampered by the efforts of the national office to prepare the audit. So it's sort of been a bottleneck for a lot of financial data coming out. But let's see
Bill
what we can do next time. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, I do hope all of you can work with your business managers and GMs to and the rest of your LSB to be thinking about what you need to change in the budget for next year. None of the budgets for this year fiscal year were ever approved by the PNB last year. So we have no approved budget for this year for any unit. And the, well, it's just, a lot of them are just really pretty far out of whack. And look, once we got going on the audit, that sort of consumed a lot of the time from the national office. And I'm not sure why the individual stations weren't able to adjust some of them. But I think we all need to be looking at changes for next year. You know, we've talked about Pacific has a lot of debt. We have the Empire State Building, which is, you know, we're going to be negotiating with them, hopefully to reduce the amount that we owe them, but we don't know for sure how this is going to come out. We have money we supposedly owe to Democracy Now. We have other debt. We have money that we need to fund for our employee pensions and lots of other things. And I think all of our stations, we need to be looking at how we can cut. I'd like to get the revenue up too, and some of your stations are doing better. That's great, but we may need some combination of that also. And especially we have to watch personnel expenses because that can really get expensive. And I know yes, KPFK is doing really well, seems like, with fundraising, but if the personnel increases are swallowing that up, that makes it a little harder. And we are going to have to somehow deal with this debt. We talked about that some at the last meeting, I believe, and we have to come out. We have got to change some things in Pacifica so that we can get this thing under control. We've been having deficit spending almost every year for 10 years or so, and we have to reverse that, not just stop it. We have to somehow reverse it so we can take care of that. I know we can do it. It takes determination, but we just have to be careful. And another bit of good news is that the audit is running along, and there's actually a real rough draft available already, but some of it's not complete yet. I know they're still waiting for some information from WPFW, and I'm not sure what else, but it's that's moving along. We hope to get that done on time. But that's something more for the audit committee to discuss. But that has been taking a lot of time from the national office, I know. And it will continue because we have to get ready for the FY16 audit as soon as we get the FY15 audit done.
Okay. And does anybody else have anything they want to discuss under new business? I guess at this point we're just sort of discussing.
May I add one point for the new business?
Go ahead.
Sure. Thank
yeah.
you. I really want to emphasize the national identity, and one way of dealing with a national identity. It's working via premiums and programming, and that's how we can cut cost of our premium costs. To my own detriment, I am not charging Pacifica or KPFK the 10% whatever we are supposedly to be charging for a premium. I'm just charging Pacifica for the cost of material that I have to put the thank you gifts together. So And that's something I'm trying to spread throughout the network. And if we can get this type of deals to coordinate fund drives and to coordinate premiums nationally, I think not only we might be able to have better fund drives with better premiums, but to reduce the cost of premiums and the fund drive. So ideally, if we can get some people or one or two people from each radio station to be in communication with one another and stagger the fund drive. So if KPFA starts Monday morning, KPFK starts Tuesday morning, and KPFT starts Wednesday morning. So we can always get the best program that raised a lot of money at one station to bring it to the other station and to the next, to the next. So maximizing our daily funds and minimizing the fund drives. So I think we really, my emphasis would be to have a coordination for the fund drives and the premium. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? All right, if we're done with this item, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved. Any objection? Hearing no objections, this meeting is adjourned. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night, and thank you.